ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba ba.
Oh, that got really mesmerizing for me today, and I couldn't stop listening to it. I apologize for that. Welcome to the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour, whatever it is you would like to call it. I'm Wendy Snyder. Bill Leff is scrambling around for some headphones. Your mic is hot.
Yeah, I know.
So are you. Thank you. Ow!
Thank you, Wendy. I'll be honest with you, I'm not prepared for today's show.
No, you're not, because you only have one ear on your headphones.
It doesn't matter.
You look like a traffic
anyway.
Controller.
I can't find a place to plug the headphones in. My usual headphones have been stolen.
That looks like Judy, the Time Life operator. I would
I
like
know
to
you
order.
Meant that as a slam, but I look at that as a compliment.
It's not a slam.
It's a compliment.
Kevin, can you help him with some headphones? Yeah. He doesn't know where to plug them in. Boy, oh boy. Man. I got to tell you, I'm very excited for anyone who wants some rock and roll excitement tonight. Go to the Paramount Theater in Aurora because Donovan is there for his Sunshine Superman 50th anniversary tour. And I have the
You're
honor.
Opening for him, right?
I just, I was thinking about this. I get to bring him out on
sure.
stage. Huge fan.
You should do one song. You should do at least one song.
Here's the thing. When we spoke to Donovan, he said, you know, I'll be there in the wings ready to come out.
Right.
Did that sound Scottish at all?
Boy, did it ever. I had to look up to see if it was you or Scotty from Star Trek.
Well, so the fact that he's going to be ready to roll, I've introduced bands before, which is a real thrill for me, but I get really super nervous.
Come on.
I got
Why
to
do you get nervous?
Because there are tons of people there.
Well, I know.
At Poplar Creek, I brought out like the Moody Blues, and it was like it's.
You were nervous?
Yeah, but it's.
Why?
It's just saying my first word. Once I say my first word, I'm fine.
Well, the first word is R. You start out with R, and then you say, "Are you ready to rock and roll?" And then everybody goes "woo," and they make noise. And then the rest of it, you're home free.
I guess I don't ever do that, but
Let me hear you, Chicago. You got to say the name of the city so people know what city they're in.
Oh, this would be Aurora.
Are you ready to rock and roll, Aurora? And that's a given. It's Aurora.
I already planned out what I'm going to say. It's probably
pro tip.
What?
Wait, Kevin.
Aurora. You can play a little play on words. Roar of the crowd. Aurora. Something. There's something.
Do that.
God,
that
I am so glad you guys aren't my writers.
Can I just say that?
Definitely do that. Write that down on an index card, Kevin.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
Not loud and clear, but I hear you.
All right.
I didn't want to get up there and do like a whole thing because he's going to be ready to roll. So I got an awesome, concise little thing together, probably 45 seconds.
That's nowhere near enough. What he needs more than anything, Donovan.
Don't even try to tell me
You
stuff.
Have to get the crowd gauged so that he knows what kind of a crowd it is. You have to find out what makes them tick. You have to get him.
I have to walk down into the crowd and go, "Hello, sir. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Tick? Yeah. Don't you think, Kevin?
Get them primed. You
yeah,
know?
That's what
that's
you
want. Business term.
You want to leave them just begging for more, like, oh, we've reached the pinnacle, and oh, no, here's more. Here's Donovan.
Why do people think we're friends?
I'm not sure.
I mean, you and Kevin. Really, why do people think we're friends?
I'm just looking out for your best interest.
Right.
Yeah.
You want the show to be memorable?
8 o'clock show. Cannot wait. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster. I believe it could sell out. He doesn't come to the United States very much.
I don't think he does he?
He was playing in Ireland. Donovan was when my son Michael went there, and Michael wanted to split from his high school choir group to go see him. I said, Michael, I'm not there. You got to stay with the group.
You do. Yeah, that's the law.
So now he's waited. Donovan has come to North America. This is his tour.
It's going
to
be a fun show.
Tonight, 8 o'clock, Paramount Theater in Aurora.
Do like one or two quick knock-knock jokes.
No!
Just a couple. Knock-knock, who's there? Don. Don who?
Thank God I have done this a lot. I still get nervous, but thank God I know not to listen to you or Kevin.
We're trying to help.
You could do something like, hey, what's the, do a little stand-up routine. Like, what's the best thing about Aurora? And we have to come up with a punchline. I don't have it.
Yeah, but but the setup's great, Kev.
No, it really
it's
wasn't.
A strong setup.
Bless his heart. And bless your heart, too.
Thank you. Jerry Seinfeld, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Jerry Seinfeld had an encounter with Kesha. Which seems unlikely, but you know how celebrities are. They just tend to run into each other, Wendy.
Two things, if I just may reiterate. First of all, I wouldn't know Kesha if I ran into her on the street.
You
really wouldn't.
No?
I really wouldn't. If I was at a place that she was performing and I ran into her, maybe I'd go, then, oh, there's Kesha.
Right.
Secondly, regardless of who it was, Jerry Seinfeld had cameras rolling doing an interview.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, hug them, even if it freaks you out because you look good on
right.
camera.
Right. The event took place the other night at a place called, it's called, here's the name of the event, A Night of Laughter and Song, which you should also call your show with Donovan tonight. A Night of Laughter and Song. You provide the laughter, Donovan provides the song, everybody goes home a winner. A Night of Laughter and Song was held at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. on Monday. So what happens is, yes, as Wendy pointed out, Jerry Seinfeld is being interviewed by a radio station, and then Kesha shows up because she's a fan of Jerry Seinfeld, and then things get a little squirrely. Can we listen? Listen to this.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired, because people are tired most of the time.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
I take that back. She did say, I'm Kesha. I'm a big
she
fan.
Did.
I love you.
Yeah.
He should have known that.
He almost went into sitcom mode, Jerry.
He was doing that.
I want a hug. I mean, he was like over enunciating the fact that he was not comfortable.
Right. But the interview he was doing, he was just doing, oh, what's with the sleep? You right. gotta have sleep.
People always sleep. Yeah.
That's Jerry. I do kind of like his show he does with the In Cars Having Coffee.
Comedians in Cars Having Coffee.
Yeah.
It's very funny. So now Jerry has been asked to explain himself, because for a lot of us, if somebody comes up and they express the fact that they're a fan, maybe some people give them a hug. Jerry chose not to, as you heard. In a new interview, Jerry Seinfeld stands up for his decision to turn down Kesha Cold for a hug.
She has a last name? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, just Kesha. Down Cold is not her last name.
Okay.
No, there's no last name called Down Cold. But there's very few people named Kesha, let's be honest, with the dollar sign. Is there a place in either of our names? Well, Snyder, you could have a dollar sign in Snyder. Do that. That's cool. Do that.
I love when you tell me what's cool.
I think if you had that.
You need a symbol in your name, too. Like a.
Where in mine?
Somewhere.
Like I could do
like
that.
A hashtag, maybe?
Well, the I in Bill, I instead of doing a dot, I could do something with that.
Heart.
You can make it like an upside down exclamation point.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Not really.
I might do that.
What do you guys think
I might start
is
doing
cool?
That.
What's wrong with you two today?
I'm trying to think of what I could do. Maybe instead of a dot, I could have a jelly bean on the eye.
I like that.
That's Isn't that good. Nice?
That's perfect.
A little candy heart.
Yeah, maybe. Well, but
I like the jelly bean.
Done. My mom used to sign her name. Her first name was Margie, although I call her Mom. I never called her Margie. But she would always dot the I with a heart.
Did she? She was so sweet, Bill. She really was.
Bless her heart. So the comedian unintentionally got people laughing this week by refusing a hug from Kesha on the red carpet of A Night of Laughter and Song at the Kennedy Center in Washington.
He wasn't laughing.
He was not laughing. He was giving an interview when the TikTok singer, that's where you probably know her best, Kesha, Wendy, from her TikTok.
What's that?
That's her song, TikTok.
I got to hear it.
Kevin, can you find
I
that?
I love those mints, though.
No, TikTok.
Oh.
That's TikTok. He was giving an interview when the TikTok singer broke in. Oh, I didn't know she broke in. I thought they
she
let
interrupted.
Her in.
Oh, I love this song.
This is TikTok.
So I'm going to hit this city before I leave. Brush my teeth with a bottle
my teeth?
Of Jack. Cause when I leave,
I'm going to brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Coming back. Well,
now, if Jerry knew that she was the singer of TikTok, I bet he would have given her a nice hug, I bet. All right, so this is how Jerry explains his actions.
Let's hear this.
Here's what he says. I'm 63.
Can you do it like Jerry?
I'm 63! I don't know every pop star. Seinfeld explained this to Extra on Thursday. I don't know everyone. He added, I was right in the middle of an interview, and I was a little off. Besides that, Seinfeld said he is not one who gives hugs lightly, and I get that.
Yeah, you don't either.
Wendy, if you just hug everybody, it waters down the hug. If
I
you
hug
walk
everyone.
Around, you can't.
I do.
It's not fair.
I'm gonna hug Donovan tonight.
See that? But that's, you know what? I bet when he takes the stage, if you don't hug him, that would look awful. You got to show some unity.
You are not a hugger, really. I mean,
I
you
hug
let
a
your
lot
family
of people.
Hug you, of course. But
my family has carte blanche to hug me anytime
I've made
they want.
You a couple times.
Yeah.
And I've been worried about you.
Right.
But right. other than that, I'm not a big hugger with you either.
No. Nope.
I know you don't like it.
I have a stun gun. Go ahead. Try to hug me. Watch what happens. Go ahead. Let's see where it goes. But if I will say this, even though I'm not one to initiate a hug, if I see somebody who wants to...
Especially a fan,
or we've had several guests who it's not on my game plan to hug them, but I see they're going in for a hug. And a lot of times they will hug you first and they'll go, well, that must be the way things work here on the show. I hug all the hosts.
Yeah, but I hug everyone, so don't base it on me.
So then you'll hug them, and then sometimes I will, and then Kevin spoons with them. Have you ever seen that?
He just bless his heart.
He goes, we should spoon. And they're like,
I'm a big fan of like the spoon walk like you did through the hall.
Yeah, you walk with us. Yeah. That's awkward, isn't it? That's crazy.
Oh, it's Friday. I can tell.
All right. So he says, when you get to be my age, Jerry Seinfeld says, when you get to be my age and you've done a couple of things, you have your own reality. Seinfeld said, in my reality, I don't hug a total stranger. I have to meet someone. I have to say hello. I got to start somewhere. Hug isn't the first moment of a human, and not for two humans. I never did that. And I
agree with him, but this was an extenuating situation that he should have just done it.
Because why? Because he was on camera?
Yeah, because then it wouldn't have been a story.
I think...
And now everybody was coming out of the woodwork saying how he's kind of a jerk.
Right. I think given the fact that this was a night of laughter and song and there were other celebrities milling about, he should have assumed. This is probably somebody famous who I'm not aware of, but everybody else around here is famous. She's probably famous.
And she said, I'm Kesha.
She says that out loud, right?
Yeah. Can we play
Kevin,
that again? It's right at the very beginning. And
she
even
throws
though
it in.
I don't know a lot about Kesha, I am familiar with that name.
Yeah.
Stand by. Audio coming.
Stand by for Kesha.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired, because people are tired most of the time.
Kesha, I love you so much.
I'm Kesha. I love you so much.
No, thanks.
A little
one. Yeah, no, thanks.
She formally introduced herself. I'm Kesha.
I'm Kesha, I love you.
I'm Kesha, I love you. And then what did he say? I'm Mustard. We're condiments. Hug me.
Don't hug me.
Seinfeld gets it that people think they know him after watching him on TV. Now, that's an important element here for a lot of people. Myself included. Once you see somebody on TV with that regularity, even though you don't know them, you feel like you do know them.
Same with people on the radio.
With people on the radio. Right.
I get that.
I'm like that with Mike and Mike. He says, I'm flattered by that, but the TV only works one way. I can't see who's watching. Now, that I didn't know. Yeah. I was under the assumption that they could
He's a wise sage.
He's a wise sage.
I do agree with him. And quite honestly, the hug wouldn't be like, you know, she could have just said, I'm Kesha. I love you. I am such a fan.
Right.
Oh, hi, Kesha.
Kesha. Good to see Kesha.
Right. But the hug, I don't know. She was perhaps wrong to ask for a hug.
She did it politely. She threw the option up there. I'm a fan who would like a hug. Are you willing to hug me? His answer, of course, a very terse no, that he does not want that. Now, I do have to say, when I was a child, and this goes back to August of last year, I thought there was a little bit of me that thought that maybe the people in the TV could also see us. I thought that.
No,
and because of that,
too.
Did you have that feeling? I would never change my clothes. Like if there was a TV on in the room as a small boy, I was reluctant to change my clothes because I thought some of my favorite TV stars could look and see me. And
I went on the side of the TV where they couldn't see me.
Oh, yeah. If you moved out of the range, out of the scope of the TV, you were safe. So I did that, too. But one time I didn't do that. Gilligan's Island was on. And I remember the skipper and Gilligan were having a conversation. And the skipper looked out to the sea because he thought he saw a boat coming. And he goes, little buddy, look. And he points out. And I thought, I was four,
I thought he was talking to you?
I thought they were watching me change, the skipper and Gilligan, and I was very self-conscious.
You are so weird. I would never have Kesha hug you.
She has rejected all my requests for a hug. I have sent her many hug requests.
Don't you think that's a weird thing, though? Can I have a hug? Come on.
Even though I'm not a hugger, I know that some people... This must have meant the world to Kesha. She obviously never met Jerry Seinfeld before and may never again... This is my chance. If I'm ever going to hug this guy, this is it.
I loved Elvis Costello. I met Elvis Costello. I shook his hand and said, big fan. I never once would have assumed he would hug me. That wouldn't be my go-to thing.
But could you have, like, if you were more of a hugger, couldn't you have said, Mr. Costello, longtime fan, bring it in? Couldn't you have said that really quickly? You couldn't have? No?
There is, even, like, Joe Mantegna was hugging everyone when
Everybody.
He came in here. But on the way out, I didn't, maybe he did it on the way in, too, because he's Italian.
He hugged constantly.
Italians hug everyone.
During our interview with him, we had to take two hug breaks where there was a line of people in the hall, and he just hugged them at random.
I kind of leave it up to other people if they would like a hug.
Yeah, that's
a lot
how
of
it
times
should be.
When celebrities are leaving, you know, we go to shake hands and they'll go, oh, bring it in.
Right. Don't you also think there's a dynamic where I leave it up to the lady? Like if the lady says, hugs, I think hugs are
right,
part of the program.
Right, because you'd look like a perv.
I would look like a perv, even more like a perv.
Maybe Kesha's a perv.
I think
that's the deal. She is a perv.
Kesha's a perv. I don't want to hug a perv. Speaking of pervs.
I love Fridays on the stream.
Has the news, and she'll be in it just a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Judy, a quick question. Has there been an update? They said earlier that Addison Russell was going to address the press. Has that already taken place?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not yet? All right. Just curious as to what's going to happen there.
This is a strange and unusual story.
It is. It
because
sure
there's
is.
No
because it's playing out first of all on social media.
Yeah.
Well,
which is always
exactly.
Weird.
Although look at a president that shall remain nameless who does a lot of his communicating
yes.
through Twitter. But this is allegedly a friend of his
wife's.
Yeah. We don't know that to be true. Why
yeah.
don't you? For people who don't know.
Well, this is the story that was released by ABC News earlier. Chicago Cubs shortstop Addison Russell on Thursday denied accusations of domestic violence against his wife amid a Major League Baseball investigation. In a post on Instagram, Russell's wife, Melissa, accused her husband of cheating and implied that the couple was breaking up, a comment related to the post from someone that Melissa Russell identifies as a close friend, accused the player of physically abusing his wife. During Wednesday night's Cubs game against the Marlins, in which Addison Russell did not play, Melissa Russell posted a photo of herself in a bathing suit in a body of water. The text read, "Being free to be able to make your own choices for your own happiness beats being cheated on, lied to, and disrespected any day." And then the hashtag read, "Here Stone with beginnings," and another hashtag, "Only gets better from here." The post and subsequent comment
here's
has since
to me.
Been deleted.
Or here's Tome. You don't know
here's
how to
Stone.
Read.
No, here's to me. No, it doesn't say. It doesn't say. There's no M in the copy
oh,
that I
I'm
have.
Sorry.
Here, I'll show you. I can show you the copy. There's no M. It says here. Well, it should be here's to me with beginnings, I think. But there's no M. It's an N on my copy anyway.
Okay.
Any allegation that I have abused my wife is false and hurtful, Addison Russell said in a statement that was issued yesterday afternoon. For the well-being of my family, I have no further comment. Russell, age 23, was given the day off on Thursday and will not be with the Cubs for their game against the Colorado Rockies. Last night, we were made aware of a serious claim posted on social media about Addison Russell. We reached out to Major League Baseball, and following the protocol established by Major League Baseball, we will fully cooperate with the commissioner's office as it gathers pertinent facts. The Cubs issued that statement on Thursday. They also said, Addison will not be in uniform tonight, which is true, he was not, to allow him to work through the matter.
But now I heard he is going to be uniformed tonight. Did I hear this?
I thought they said that earlier, that they were going to reinstate him yesterday while this is investigated.
Although they're not supposed to. See, I don't know if he's uniformed and on the bench, because they're, I don't know if it started with, who's the guy from the Cubs? I can't think of his name. Who also had some allegations of
Aroldis Chapman?
Yes. Oh, Chapman.
Chapman
yes.
last year, but those were not just allegations.
But that's when I had just read that the Major League Baseball, even if there's any inkling of anything, you're automatically
they pull you.
Yeah, and that started with him back in 2015. This law came in effect. So if there's anything that's happening, they will keep you out of a game until the...
It's resolved?
That's what I
See,
thought
See, that would
I
be
read.
Problematic because I mean, this could take weeks or months.
Right, and the problematic thing to begin with is...
Until they investigate.
Allegations from a friend on social media. I mean, has
right.
there been a police report? Is
no.
the wife now saying, yes, this is true? I'm just... It seems right. to be a little bit loosey-goosey.
It is very
point.
Loosey-goosey.
So I don't know the rules of MLB, yeah. so maybe they do have specific.
Well, there is something, because I was reading, and I'll try and find this information, and if someone's aware of this, 312-235-2525, because they mentioned five players since this law went into effect within MLB, and some player missed like 20-some games.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Because Major League Baseball is anytime there's any kind of abuse brought
they
up
crack down on it.
Until the investigation is complete, I guess. Because who's to say this is even true?
Right.
Right. I'm hoping they talk to the wife immediately.
Yeah.
Because if it is true, right. obviously it's serious. And if it's not true, it's also serious.
Right.
A story came out last night about how on Wednesday, because during Wednesday's game, I guess that's when the allegations were being made. So Joe Maddon, and I want to say Theo Epstein. I know it was somebody from upper management. So if it wasn't Theo Epstein, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure it was. So he and Joe Maddon at the end of the game, they take Addison Russell aside and say, hey, here's what the word is. What's your take on this? And he explained himself to them. And I guess it was still inconclusive. They all want to be on his side. I read a quote from Jake Arrieta this morning saying, he's our teammate, and, you know, we want to stand behind him. And why wouldn't you? Seems like a very nice guy, but I'm hoping so much that this isn't true. Because he's a young guy. He's 23 years old. He's got his whole career ahead of him.
He's 23 years old.
23 years old, yeah.
So young.
Yeah.
He's got, like, what, two kids now?
He's got two kids. He just got married to this woman last year. They had been dating for a while, Melissa and he. So they finally got married last year, and I mean, I don't know.
Although I think only one of the children is theirs.
Is his?
I think he has the first child with someone else.
Oh, is that true?
Maybe
yeah.
he wasn't married to.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Again, 23.
Yeah.
So young.
Yeah. Very, very young. So we're hoping this gets ironed out soon, and we're hoping that these allegations are false. You'd hate to think that a guy... that he's doing this to a woman, to his wife. Yeah.
But if they are true, do you know what is... Because I think in Chapman's case, it did turn out to be true, correct?
Yeah.
I think he did actually... He went through the whole process, and he's still playing.
And he is still playing. And he's back with the Yankees, obviously. He was with the Yankees when it happened.
Yeah, and it would seem odd that... Wendy was saying a 20-game suspension for someone, or someone was out of, you know...
I'm trying to find that story.
I'm hoping that that was someone who was...
The league instituted a joint domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy in August 2015, and any potential punishments handed out by the MLB are done on a case-by-case basis.
I'm glad to hear that, because I don't know how you determine what the length of time is that would be equal to doing something like this.
Because right.
certainly, this is a horrible, horrible
offense.
Yeah, how
does offense. The punishment fit the crime?
20 games wouldn't come close to...
Well, no, it's while the investigation has taken place, that's what's
okay,
I'm trying to find out
saying.
Information.
So you can't play, but now in Chapman's case, he's playing baseball again.
Yeah.
What kind of punishment is that? I mean,
it's a case-by-case... basis. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, MLB officials are expected to interview Addison Russell's wife and the friend that posted the claims on social media. On Wednesday, MLB said they're looking into the matter of Tampa Bay Rays catcher Derek Norris, who ex-fiance Kristen Eck said she was physically and mentally abused by Norris during the course of their relationship, making the claims in an Instagram post. Here's an idea. Hire an attorney and let's stop doing it on social media.
Yeah. Here's an idea. Go to the police.
Right.
It's a crime.
Instead of social media.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem, though, Wendy, is with that kind of crime, domestic abuse,
yeah.
it's hard.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Women are embarrassed.
Yeah.
They are afraid. So I'm the same way with the social media, but maybe that's a way for them
but in this case,
to get
dude,
help.
Where it potentially came from a third party, where it's not his wife, Melissa, but it's a friend of hers. What's to stop anybody? Let's say a team is coming to town, a tough team is coming to town. You could target their superstar player.
Oh.
And get them taken out of the lineup for a couple of days.
Right.
You're a vindictive hurt wife.
Well, because,
aren't you?
Well, saying, because
it's
no
a,
friend.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, it was weird because it was the friend. Then it was taken down right away.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, in domestic violence cases or domestic abuse, same thing.
Yeah.
Many times the women are afraid.
Sure.
And so sometimes you need a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Instagram and social media is
right.
not
But
a
again,
friend.
They're 23 years old. You know,
it's
what?
The reality
it's,
they know.
It's normal to them.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, we don't even have a phone. What?
Right.
We're a police station. Isn't it online?
Right.
you know. So, I mean, there's a lot here to to get through. But hopefully, I'm like you, Bill. I'm like, oh, don't tarnish it.
And see, that's what it comes down to, is the worst possible thing is if she was being abused. That is at the top of the mountain. That's the worst part of it. If you're a team like the Cubs, it's such a PR nightmare that you don't want to live through. You know, you want this to be false. We all want this to be false. So let's wait and see what happens.
Right.
But very, very sad. Wendy, you wanted to talk about something that is a little bit on the unfair side, this pop tax.
I'm so mad at this, Judy. I don't know who to write to, my congressman, who is my congressman. What
the
do
sugar
I do?
Tax?
Yeah. I mean, and Bill and I, all right, you can go ahead and explain what this is. Anything that has sugar in it.
Do you want the story?
I have it.
It's only going up like 90 cents.
I don't care.
That's not bad.
No, I'm kidding. It's huge.
I don't care if it's a penny. It's, you know, it's called the pop tax, although I will call it a soda tax. The fee narrowly approved in November 2016 by the Cook County Board applies to hundreds of bevies beyond soft drinks. The beverage industry lobby, which continues to oppose the tax, has circulated a sample list of affected drinks, which runs 11 pages long. A spokesman for the Cook County Bureau of Finance said that since the list was generated by an outside source, the Bureau couldn't confirm its accuracy with complete certainty. But if a drink on the list fits the criteria outlined in the tax ordinance, it would indeed be subject to the levy, according to spokespeople. Here's the criteria. Any non-alcoholic beverage, carbonated or non-carbonated, which is intended for human consumption and contains any caloric sweetener or non-caloric sweetener and is available for sale in a bottle or produced for sale through the use of syrup and or powder. Now, I asked you this off the air.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you have a Nest tea, sweet tea, and then you have a Nest tea unsweetened, I asked Bill, since there's no sugar in it, would that be subject to the tax? But it says any beverage that's non-alcoholic, that's in kind of a silver self-serve bottle,
right?
Sugar or no sugar is going
to
be
taxed. No, it has to have sugar. It has to have some.
Listen to this. Any non-alcoholic beverage, carbonated or non-carbonated, which is intended for human consumption and contains any caloric sweetener or non-caloric sweetener.
Sweetener.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So
but
sweetener.
So Nest like tea makes like an unsweetened
tea.
That
well, it's not unsweetened. It's just probably, you know, what's the fake sweetener, the fake sugar, the whatever.
Well, there's one that's just that is not sweetened at all. It's like unsweetened tea.
Well, then that shouldn't be part of it. Because it has to have, I mean, it is a sugar tax, and it has to have some kind of a sweetener. So if
so
it's
what
a
about,
straight tea.
Right. Then you're okay. What about stuff like Coke Zero?
Because that's an artificial sweetener.
Yeah.
So that would still be taxed.
It still has a sweetener in it. There's no calories there.
Right.
Bill, you're going to be upset. Beyond
what?
Obvious culprits like Coca-Cola and Pepsi products,
The
soft drinks category includes everything from San Pellegrino Limonada.
Love them.
There must be some kind of sweetener in there then.
Well, there's sugar for sure.
There is?
Yeah, there's sugar in those.
To Ocean Spray sparkling cranberry juice, to Yoo-Hoo.
Yoo-Hoo's in there?
Oh, no, not Yoo-Hoo.
That's really not that good.
Yoo-hoo.
Can I tell you, when's the last time you had a Yoo-Hoo?
A couple of weeks ago.
I bought some for my kids. Like
they didn't like it, did they?
They did not like
it. Nor do my kids.
Know what? I kind of didn't like it, but I loved it when I was little.
I like
Yoo-Hoo. We didn't get anything. You know, that was like such a treat.
Yoo-Hoo was a treat.
Yeah.
If you had all A's in your report card, you had a can of Yoo-Hoo.
Pop. They were like, pfft, or soda.
We drank the Canfield's hot fudge. What was that? Chocolate
Here Come the Fudge?
No, chocolate fudge. Oh, I remember that one.
It was Here Come the Fudge.
But this was the diet chocolate fudge soda or something.
Yeah. In the early days of Canfield, they had a regular and a diet, but then they just went with the diet. Yeah.
It was pretty good. It's better than Yoo-Hoo. Yoo-Hoo has no carbonation.
No, it's not supposed to. It's like Yoo-Hoo. This is a story that one of our professors taught us in one of my Yoo-Hoo classes.
I'm glad your parents put you through
chocolate
college.
Classes.
He said that they developed Yoo-Hoo to send to third world nations as a form of nourishment. But it was better than they expected. Like, they didn't think it would taste as good as it does, and it does taste good.
Yeah. It doesn't.
You guys don't like
now.
It?
I loved it when I was a kid.
It's like a chocolatey milk kind of all right.
It's kind of like chocolate milk, right?
Yeah.
But not like a Nestle's Quick. That is good.
Oh, that's better.
This is like a watered-down, fake milk chocolate thing.
There's no milk in it, right?
There is no milk in it. No. It's all
chocolate water.
It's
chocolate sugar water.
That's it.
There used to be one called KO. Do you remember KO?
I remember that.
Yeah, and that's in the same family.
Was the can like diagonally sliced color-wise?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And it had a picture of...
KO.
Yeah, from Moon Mullins.
Yeah.
Right, the comic
strip. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, so even though you're not getting the true taste of chocolate milk, it's like a substitute.
Right.
It's a close substitute.
It's a sugary drink. That's all
right.
It is. It's
and you
got to
pay extra for it.
I just have to say, you really have had Yoo-Hoo within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago I had one.
You're really cute. Where'd you get
it? It's hard to find.
They had
it
all over.
At the Jewel?
No, I was at a convenience store.
Yeah.
And I had no plans. I wasn't even looking for it, and there it was, and I went, I can't pass
this.
Did
you hear the angels sing when you saw it? Because I told my kids, Bill Leff loves this stuff, you know. We call it Mr. Yoo-Hoo. So they saw it at the convenience store, and they said, we got to try it. And they're both like,
yeah,
it's an acquired taste.
I
didn't like it the first time I had it either.
Oh, really?
It took a little while.
It's like beer? You have to get used to it.
It's like beer, yeah.
Sport drinks, fruit beverages, energy drinks.
All sport drinks?
Well, there's tons of sugar in there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Tea and coffee drinks and enhanced waters.
Oh, that's a big market.
Like, you know,
sport waters.
Peach flavored or...
Smart water and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't make me smarter. Gotta be honest with you.
Chest your money back.
They're also targeted. Gatorade, Powerade, Capri Sun, Minute Maid, Nantucket Nectars, Red Bull, Frappuccino,
what
Tazo.
What about Super Sip?
Sobe.
Is Super Sip on there?
What is that?
Remember you get a bag of juice and a straw and you'd have to puncture the bag of juice and then just drink it out of the straw?
I do remember that. Was one side clear?
Yeah, one side was clear and it morphed into Capri Sun.
Yes. But yes, that
counts. Get yourself some Super Sip, Judy. You'll thank me later.
Vitamin water. These are all going to be subject to the tax. Exemptions include...
Club soda.
Beverages containing 100% fruit or vegetable juice.
Oh.
Infant formula.
Oh, good. That's what I drink mostly.
Thank God.
Well, you make it sound like that's what Yoo-Hoo started out to be. Is kind of
infant formula, but they would send it to people in, you know, in Botswana here in Joyce Yoo-Hoo.
Nutrients, although I can't imagine what, but
there is. If you read the side panel,
there's calories. I don't know if there's nutrients.
I think there's niacin in it.
Maybe they needed to fatten some people. fatten people up.
Don't you like niacin, Jude?
It's one of my favorites.
Exemptions include beverages containing 100% fruit or vegetable juice. That's 100%, which means it's not going to taste very good.
Well,
100%.
Right. So if you just got a container of Tropicana orange juice, that
there's sugar in it. If there's sugar in it,
but there's it's natural sugar. Right?
Well, it says
sugar. That's it.
Just it's got to be 100% fruit or vegetable juice.
It'll say 100%.
What about
juice?
Snappy Tom?
God, did I love that stuff. My mom, they were tiny little cans.
Yeah, with an angry tomato.
Yes.
Yeah, a guy with a tomato for a head. Why is he angry, do you think?
Snappy Tom. I've never heard of it.
Snappy
I blame
Tom.
My mother for my love of a very snappy Bloody Mary. Because of the Snappy Tom, she used to... I had half-day kindergarten, and so I would come home.
And she would
say, would you like a Snappy Tom? And there was no alcohol in it. It was just really a spicy tomato juice in a little, like, small can.
Didn't she insist that you call her Snappy Mom for a couple of years? I think she did.
No, she wasn't weird. I just feel like she made me love a very spicy Bloody Mary because of Snappy Tom.
No, that's not weird.
No, not at all.
I liked
it. What's so weird?
That's healthier than coming home and having a Coke.
But just because,
which I did on some occasions. Yeah.
Well, just because it was spicy.
I loved it.
That's interesting.
I couldn't drink that.
I love me a good glass of tomato juice.
But this was even better than tomato juice.
Is it still out there? Snappy
I gotta look for
it's
it.
Like drinking soup.
This
Isn't
was
it?
Thinner.
It
this
was?
Really was thinner.
Yeah.
And I liked putting it over ice and sticking straws in it and putting celery. So guess what?
Wow.
Mom, do you have any stuffed olives?
All right. So get this. Products that contain at least 50% milk or a milk substitute are also exempt.
Okay. That's
so
good
I
news.
Wonder about Nestle Quick.
Maybe.
There's sugar, but there's at least 50% milk in there.
Yeah, so chocolate milk. That's interesting.
What about my creamer I use?
What kind of creamer?
Sweet cream.
Ooh.
I'm going to say just based on the name, I'm going to say taxed.
But there's milk in it.
Is that a beverage?
What do you call
cream?
It? An enhancer? A beverage enhancer?
Yeah, it is an enhancer. It's not on the exempt list?
No. Another way.
What about Verner's ginger ale?
Yes, there's right. sugar in it. You're going to need to cross over into another county, probably.
What about Bosco?
If you have a lot in that
God,
list.
God, I'm going to...
Bosco.
Here's the way to get around
it. Like it's
Moscow.
A city in Russia. Putin was leaking some chocolate syrup into the United States.
At this point, you can buy drink mixes. Packets of Swiss Miss and the like are for now not included in the tax ordinance.
I'm going to stock up on those. I'm going to have thousands
because
of
maybe
those.
They're a powder, but I thought powders were on there.
Uh-uh.
Because there's sugar
These
in the
are
powder.
Self-contained in a bottle.
Mm.
I just bought, here's another thing. I guess I tell my kids about you a lot, Bill.
What? What do you
because
tell them?
Because they're 14 and 18.
That's about right.
And that's about your...
Yeah, that's my chronological age.
All right. No, your mental age.
My mental age, right.
Chronologically, you're a little older.
I'm older. All right.
Because I said we were talking about space food sticks
yeah,
one day
best.
Off the air, so I was talking to them about that and Tang, and I said this was like the big space thing, and they said do they still make Tang? And I said I would imagine they do. Dylan and I were at the store. There was a container of powdered Tang.
Yeah.
We bought it, and it's still really good, I got to tell you.
Did you enjoy the Tang? Yeah,
it's kind of like Sunny D.
It is a lot like Sunny D.
It has that really... It doesn't taste anything like orange juice. It's like an orange drink, but it's tart.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Did you buy the powder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be taxed.
No, I love Sunny D.
It tastes just like it.
Now, Wendy, to make this properly, you have to have an astronaut on premises when you prepare this. Was Alan Shepard at your house when you made this?
Oh, a German Shepherd.
That's close enough. That's close enough. What about Five Alive? Is that on there?
They don't list each and everything, but if I can go over this one more time, here's the criteria.
All right.
Any non-alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
Carbonated or non-carbonated.
Wow, that's such a large scope.
Which is intended.
Is scope on there?
No.
Oh.
Which is intended for human consumption and contains any caloric sweetener or non-caloric sweetener.
This is like everything.
Yes, and is available for sale in a bottle or produced for sale through the use of syrup and or powder.
Not a can, though?
Yeah, see the bottle too. That's interesting. But although I know 2 liters are on there.
Hang on, guys.
All right.
The definition of bottle per the ordinance encompasses any sealed container, including cans and juice boxes made of any material, glass, plastic, metal, etc. So any drink except water.
Yeah, water's going to be it. But I drink a lot of club soda and I
that's on here.
How can they tax club soda? It's sugar free. It's completely sugar free.
It's soda. It's got to have sugar in it.
No, it's not. It's just carbonated water.
Tonic water has tons of
tonic
corn
water
syrup.
Does, but
I
not
think
club soda.
Syrup, they've got really well. You got to look on the label and see.
It's just all it is carbonated water. There's nothing else in club soda. That's it. There's no sugar at all.
So then, is it on the list though?
It can't be. I'll sue.
Who?
I'll sue Judy.
But I keep hearing commercials that we can sign this petition to make this tax not happen. Is
Good
it a done deal?
Yeah, it's going to generate so much money.
Yeah. A ton of, think about it.
I mean, and I get, people are upset because they're, you know, of course, targeting one sector, but the county, of course, is saying this is a sector that makes people overweight.
Right.
It accounts for diabetes.
Yeah.
It's the health issues from sweetened drinks are out of control.
Maybe.
And, you know,
maybe club soda is okay because the
club
ingredients is plain water and mineral-like ingredients like sodium bicarbonate.
That's it.
Sodium citrate, potassium sulfate, and disodium phosphate. So no sugar, but a lot of chemicals still.
No sugar tonight, Jude.
Or syrup.
No, there's no syrup in it at all.
There's no syrup in this.
So you should be okay.
I'm all right.
Tonic water, of course, has syrup because that blew my mind. You think you're drinking a vodka and tonic and there are no calories in it. Oh, my God, look at the calories on tonic water.
Right.
So now I got to go to
club soda. It's like 80 calories a serving, whereas club soda is zero.
But have you had club soda?
I know. It tastes like nothing.
Oh, you guys, I drink it all day.
Really?
I love it. Yeah. That's my favorite drink.
It's just bubbly nothing.
I know. That's what I want to call it. Honey, can I have a glass of some bubbly nothing? Sure. Split it with you.
But like
two straws, please.
San Pellegrino, I thought I read was in here, though.
San Pellegrino's not club soda, though. That's flavored. That's like a hybrid between juice and soda.
Yeah, it's but like not right the flavored middle. Ones, just the regular San Pellegrino.
Oh, well, those is yeah, just that's clubs. Yeah, that's club soda.
I think that's on here.
When you see those cans, there's like a can that's blood orange, right. And there's a can. Yeah,
those are included.
Those are definitely included.
Damn it, I don't know, and I still don't know if it says tea, fruit drinks, energy drinks, tea, and coffee. So I'm serious when I say mm-hmm. Nest Tea makes an unsweetened tea where there's absolutely no sugar or non-sugar in it. It's just like a, you know how you can get unsweetened tea.
Sure.
That's what it is.
Right.
Yet the same brand produces like a sweet tea or an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
So do you not have to pay tax on the one that has no sugar in it? This is confusing
and wrong.
I would
say no, you don't, because it's
can
not.
I tell him
it's,
you said
it's
it?
It's all based on sugar.
What about Funny Face? Is that on there? Some Goofy Grape?
Goofy Grape.
Jolly Ollie Orange? Lefty Lemon Lime?
You're the only one who knows them all. There were more.
Rootin' Tootin' Raspberry?
Oh, I remember Rootin' Tootin'.
With It Watermelon?
What watermelon?
With It Watermelon.
Wow, was that the hippie years?
Yeah, it was. Chug-a-Lug Chocolate? That was one of the flavors.
Oh, I don't remember that. I just remember Goofy Grape. What was the lemon one?
Lefty Lemon Lime. He had a baseball cap.
You're married?
Yeah.
I've met her.
He is.
Yeah.
I know.
Jude, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Happy Friday.
Have a good weekend.
Quick break, and then we'll close the show out. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Wendy, I'm so glad we've had this time together just to have a laugh or sing a song.
We didn't sing a song.
Seems we just got started, and before we knew it came the time we had to say...
So long. What were you going to say?
I was going to say so long.
I miss Steve Bertrand. Oh, gotta be honest with you. I heard his voice.
That little rascal. That little traveling rascal. He'll be back next week, I believe.
Yeah, Monday.
That Monday.
Little rascal will be back.
Yep.
I kind of didn't recognize his voice for a minute, and I'm like, oh, I
Who
think
is
I
that?
Know him. It's
Steve Bertrand.
Bertrand.
Right, from Steve Bertrand Travel.
Have a good weekend. It's going to be a hot one.
Yes.
Put the fans under your pits.
Yep. Oh. That's it. We're stopping for many reasons. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.